Football Manager Football Show, brought to you by scoreline.ie.
It's the Football Manager Football Show. It is episode number 167.
Hang on. Get this out of the way. Biggest fucking episode ever. Giovanni Reyna is out for 5 weeks.
Go on, continue.
I need 4 points to win the league after last week's clusterfuck.
I'm so raging. I have to look at my... what was I looking at? If I go back to my home screen and I look at the fixture results, and I was like, the 1-1 draw with Brentford, that saw me drop 2 points back at the end of April. Like, that could have made it a 1 point gap. You still have the game in hand, mind you. But getting thumped by Spurs did not...
That's who I'm up against next.
I know.
Spurs, Man United, Southampton. Quick shout out, big shout out to Aston Villa, Andy and his missus.
Yeah,
his missus seems to
love you.
Yeah, well, enjoy me fucking having a mental breakdown.
Your misery.
What, I'm a clown, I amuse you? Fucking hell. Big congratulations to Nicky Reeve. Ran a big marathon.
Yep.
The Brighton Marathon.
With his big Peaky Blinders accent on him.
You fucking what? Well, that was not Peaky Blinders. Aston Villa Andy's Peaky Blinders because he's in Birmingham.
Nicky Reeve went to Brighton.
Nicky Reeve is a Cockney mate.
Yeah, that's
Bags and mash, mate.
That's it.
Or
Phil Mitchell.
Yeah.
That was where we were going with Nicky.
Yeah, Nicky Reeve Mitchell.
But he did. He completed the Brighton Marathon. It's just like visions of somebody going up to collect a medal going, You slag,
give me my fucking medal.
That's it. That's how he did it. And then he went to the Queen Vic and then had a load of points and went
and then
home.
Killed one of the people that who's your man that was crying? He was always in it.
Ian Beale.
Killed Ian Beale.
I say, because the first vision I have of somebody bowling is Ian Beale. It's like he was in.
I haven't got any lift.
They had a cafe. He was crying in a cafe. He had a house. Crying in a house. He had a loan shark after him. He was Phil after him, and then they were great friends.
And now he has Nicky Reeve Mitchell.
That's how it works.
The long lost Mitchell brother.
Yeah, but as things
you
go,
you can't run for long away from him because he's ran a marathon and he's fit as fuck.
Bloody hell! My name is Ken McGuire, by the way. 2.5 minutes into the podcast, which means you are who this week?
Shane Mitchell.
That long lost brother. Yeah.
From Ireland. How are you?
So, Shane Mitchell, how has your week gone? Because I saw you online before we get into like the most important week of Football Manager ever. I saw you online jumping off the top rope of a ring.
Yeah.
You couldn't move last week. How were you able to go from I am the Hunchback of Notre Dame to doing things?
Man. I'm a versatile man.
Yeah.
I was quite sick last week, but WrestleMania.
Was it sick because I had beaten you and Van Dijk stole the show and it finished 2-1 and it was glorious?
I was actually vomiting.
Because of the result?
Yeah. I was quite sick last week and then still kind of sick. Like, over a 30-hour period, I had slept 20 hours.
Correct. Yes.
I that is so unlike me. So I was struggling. But then I came back around. I stayed up. I'm really struggling now because I stayed up late 3 nights in a row to watch WrestleMania 1, 2, and the Raw after Mania. But I was training Monday. We were doing some top rope stuff. You know what I found really hard, though? Like, I don't mind jumping off shit. It was actually...
landing.
I am so no.
Coming
I am
down.
So inflexible. Is to get my feet on the rope. So
that was an observation. You looked a little bit toddlerish.
Yeah, look,
when you get up and you kind of, because there's obviously not an awful lot of this is absolutely not for an aural experience. It's more of a visual thing. I'm trying to show that there's like really low space on a rope to put your feet. Like, it's really skinny.
Yeah, so
but you gotta stand
I had my
there
foot
and balance.
Behind me. I put my foot behind me, but I really struggled to, because my hip is so tight, to actually get my left, while I'm holding onto the ropes, I have one foot planted. My other foot is on the second, but I don't have no flexibility, so I can't bring it up.
Bring it up quickly or bring it up full
just
stop?
Bring it up really at all.
Dang.
For the first few times, I had to have someone like, I had to hold someone's hand doing it because I needed that bit of extra height to be able to get my body up. But I'll come.
Because you do know then you need to be able to like stand up fully and like arms outstretched.
Oh no, I did. I stood up fully.
Yeah.
I ended up standing up fully. And I was actually, I've done it a few times. I was standing up there for ages because I was just trying to get myself balanced and stuff. And then I was worried about jumping up. So that's why we had to jump out because of the
low ceiling.
I would have jumped up, jumped up and gone, what? But no, I jumped, I had to dive towards. Yeah, it was fun.
But the elbow drop looked good.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Fucking would have creased the person that was there.
I was just going to say, at what stage do they put somebody, like, is the next stage to put somebody in there that you can drop on while the mats are there? Because, like, you've got all those.
No, kind of,
like,
you just, do, I don't know, it's just someone needs to be brave enough. Like, we were going over backwards over the top rope and.
Shit.
It was mad, like, it was fun.
All right.
Yeah, there's some stuff, like, you get humbled in wrestling training every now and again.
Yeah.
Because you're like.
Oh, you'd have to.
Because there's certain parts that you can do really well.
Yeah.
And that's your thing that you can do well. But then there's other parts that other people can do well that didn't do well at other stuff.
Okay.
And then you feel like a piece of shit. Cause
like Rey Mysterio hitting a 619. Where's your 619?
Yeah. Boom. You know what I mean? Like, say Big Show and Rey Mysterio were training at the same time. Right? And Rey Mysterio does a fucking dive over the top ropes. Big Show's there going...
I'm just going to barrel through that. These.
Yeah, but like, you know, Rey Mysterio kind of powerbomb some. But
true.
To be fair, Big Show used to be able to do moonsaults and stuff.
That is also true.
Yeah.
Quick observation on WrestleMania.
It's cool. Fucking Cody finished the story. Whoa!
Which was always going to happen, wasn't it?
It was going to happen last year as well, until it didn't.
Oh, yeah.
You can find out more on the Wrestling Fan Wrestling Show podcast.
Undertaker made an appearance.
Yeah, strangely.
Chokeslammed The Rock.
Man, I was so tired.
That's The Rock done with wrestling again, I'm guessing.
For a while,
WrestleMania is
going to have to film the probably Oscar-worthy movie known as Smashing Machine.
Oh, nice.
Himself
and Jason Statham in a non-Fast and Furious universe just breaking things.
Yeah, himself and Jason Statham when they become robots or something to save the galaxy. And for some reason, The Rock has an amputated arm.
Class. Oh, like Jax in Mortal Kombat.
I don't know. He was in Skyscraper. He had only one leg, but he needed to save the skyscraper.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. That's back it. To this shit.
Yay!
How's your food?
Food's great. I'm still eating. I'm full as a tick. KenOnFood.com will tell you the where and the when and the why. We did get a new pizza restaurant locally. Cafe 500.
I've seen that on the parade.
Got to go in and get some pizza.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, when you got a carb load on a Sunday, so you can go wrestling
carb
on
load
Monday.
Every day. Jesus Christ. I'm struggling. Still off the cigarettes. Still off the Monster.
Oh.
So this boy's going to get fed.
Right, we have matches to go. We've got three games to play. Wait.
I'm not waiting.
When is your game in hand?
In 2 days. That's what I'm saying. My lads are fucked.
So I have a league game in 2 days. So if I don't beat Everton and you get anything out of this game, you win the league. It can be done in one game.
It can be, but we're going to beat Everton.
No sense of an anticlimax here at all.
I want an anticlimax.
Just so, okay, to try and set the scene. Where we're at, it's the last 2 to 3 games of the Premier League season that started, I don't know,
18 years ago.
Last year at some point. Fulham have already been...
Are we finishing it today?
I think so.
Are we finishing the story?
Well, we can definitely finish the Premier League. I have a Champions League final in
that.
Like...
Just quit the game.
It's like weeks and weeks and weeks away. But as far as our Premier League story is going, it finishes pretty much today. I'm still fully confident.
I'm the Cody Rhodes of this podcast.
That the league title is going to go to Manchester City. So City lead the Premier League table with a game in hand by 3 points.
And it was 10 points at once.
You've got 86, which means you could finish on 95 points. Liverpool, who have Everton and Bournemouth to finish off, have 36 games played. We are on 83 points. Spurs are third. On 75 points, so Spurs can't finish any higher than third, and I can't go any lower than second.
Let's go!
And then it's Leicester back on 68. Arsenal, Newcastle and Man United are still jockeying for the last of the European places. Fulham have been relegated. Southampton are just about there. They do have a game in hand, though. If I was to beat Everton and Southampton were to win, they could leapfrog Everton, get out of relegation, and then it's a three-way dance between Everton, Sheffield United and Southampton as to who gets the last two relegation spots. My word in heaven, this has been a long season. We have no Curtis Jones, we've no Drago, we've no Jude Bellingham, we've no Yunus Musa, we've no Luis Diaz, and I'm pretty sure there's more suspensions that were in play. Oh, good Lord God. What's your preparation like?
I don't know. Just drink coffee and hope for the best.
Everton have no injuries. Do we have anything out? No, that's kind of the extent of the injury list, I think, for me. Trent Alexander-Arnold rallying his teammates in the papers to beat Everton on Saturday and keep the pressure on Man City. With two games remaining, Liverpool relying on City to slip up. But the race, definitely not over. The team had to keep their title rivals in sight by beating Everton. Trent's caught the eye of Liverpool this season. He's 156 interceptions and 130 tackles over 47 games. He has played so much football. Oh my God. Actually, I only realised, and it might be worth something for whatever comes next, is that there's an option in network games to actually ban human interaction for press conferences.
Ban human interaction?
Yeah, which I thought was clever. Like, as in, you can make a setting in the network game options that you cannot do any kind of human interaction. Like, you can't do a press conference, I can't do a press conference. So you mandate the assistant manager has to do it, not even from a delegation side of things.
Boy.
Speed things up.
Sure, you could probably do that.
Maybe not. Not me.
Yeah, but does that not affect the game?
I don't know. Well,
do press conferences?
I mean, like, I'm sure it would, in that you'd have no media engagement and your assistant manager would be doing everything.
Yeah, but does it not affect, like, do press conferences have an effect on matches? It has an effect on morale.
It's got to do it, for sure.
Yeah, so you just know football manager is going to fuck you over in some way. Big Champions League game coming up. Your opponents are Bayern Munich. What do you think of them? They're the worst team I've ever seen in my life.
It's like, I can't believe
Bayern Munich got to the final and their manager likes fucking, I don't know.
Fish.
I'm not even going to finish that, yeah.
Right, let's skip through this.
I'm shitting again.
Why? You were shitting it the last time.
Yeah, and I lost. I had reason to be.
Oh yeah, there was that.
Like,
that was a good win.
I don't think.
You know what I mean? It felt a good win.
No, it didn't. I went 1-0 up, and then I got fucking two goals disallowed.
You did, actually. To be fair, I should have been 3-0 down inside the first half.
Yeah,
yeah, but I wasn't.
Miles Jacobson started your shit.
Penalty from Mo Salah. Was it a penalty? For it was, wasn't it? Late in the first half, and then like corner from Van Dijk almost after the restart.
That's not, yeah, I'm like, I conceded just before halftime and after halftime.
Yeah.
Like, that.
You want to watch that this game.
But, like, what is that? Like, how?
I don't know,
because like,
that's happened, but that happened to your Champions League. That happened to our Champions League meeting as well. Quivín Kelleher could be on the way to Monaco for 30 and a half million.
Joke.
Off he goes.
He's been holding you together with Alisson.
He absolutely has, to be fair.
Like, what are you going on? A joke. That's lousy.
Yeah, no, joke that he's going to Monaco. He won't be going to Monaco at all.
Kevin De Bruyne putting in a 4-5 in training, and we're coming up to the end of the league.
Oh,
he's getting a fucking
discipline him.
You're right, I've not been good enough.
Stade de France ready for a Champions League final, baby. 81,338 tickets sold in advance for Liverpool and Bayern Munich.
It's about the Premier League. Who gives a shit? Let's go. Don't you be fucking doing an impression of Holland. I don't even know if I can play Holland because he's so tired.
Oh, he's not, is he?
He's fucking
no
rigged,
way.
You fucking rigged, boy. Okay, I'm playing Pingo Gringo off top.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he not come off injured as well? No.
No. Fucking Haaland is wrecked.
Did I say Everton were in the relegation battle a minute ago? I didn't realize they were in that much trouble. They're 17th in the table.
Yeah. So they have a lot to play for.
They have everything to play for. Their survival depends on beating Liverpool, and we are at Goodison Park, and it's raining. And it's calm, and they've got Patson Daka up front, and Ferran Torres in behind him. Eustachio is in there. Danny Blint holding up the Danny Blint holding up the Everton defense.
Haaland not starting.
That's okay.
FIFA Fofum is not starting.
That's still okay, right?
A slush puppy in there. What a fucking busted flush he turned out to be.
Where's Jude Bellingham?
He scored 18 goals last year for Montpellier or something. Spent 59 million for him. Has only scored one in the Premier League in 23 appearances.
Wow.
Now five of them were only starts. 18 were subs.
Busted flush.
He's getting sold because I'm bringing in ammunition.
On a mission?
Vitor.
Oh, Ossieman.
Ossieman. On a mission. Men on a mission. They were an old wrestling faction.
They were an old wrestling faction. Who else did I see was an old wrestling faction? Who did I see wrestling at the weekend? Bobby Lashley? I didn't realise he was still on the go.
Yeah, Bobby's still on the go. 2028.
Was he involved in, what was it? He was like in some kind of like Philly debt match or something.
Philly street fight.
But
they're in Philadelphia.
Okay, that makes
and
sense.
And that's the home of ECW.
Okay, well that makes even
for some
more
reason
sense.
Pingo Gringo is hurt. He's apprehensive as Pau Torres is physically stronger. What the fuck, like?
That is a thing. And it's funny, you start to see that from players who you don't expect. like when it comes up to big games.
Can you just play continue?
Sorry, so my team is all over the place because I realised I played like Fred Kalanga against you and I played Ben Dowick against
Kalanga
you.
Kalanga was on the bench.
He made an appearance in midfield.
Yeah, he made an appearance, but he was on the bench.
He did. Jude Bellingham was also ready to make an appearance from midfield. I'm being told to start Jude Bellingham, even though he doesn't return to training for 7 days. Did you watch Liverpool United, by the way?
I caught the second half.
Yeah.
Because I ended up
Which is a better,
having a 5 minute appearance
for, you,
yeah, for a Cas Warren B team.
Did she? Really?
Yeah, they said they were stuck and then they actually had players and I was like, can I go then? And they were like, oh no, we might need you.
Oh.
Came on, had a shot on goal. We ended up losing 2-1, unfortunately.
Okay.
But came in, tried to cause a bit of havoc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did it work?
Yeah, it did actually.
Did you win?
No, we lost 2-1. I just said it. Are you listening?
Mind games, Shane. Mind games. Right. Liverpool and Everton. Liverpool have won one of their last three games. Everton won their last game, drew one, and they've lost three. They're on a poor run of form. Liverpool have Alisson, Kanate, Scalvini, Abraham, Wijnaldum, Moukoko starts up top, Salah and Darwin Nunez on the wings, Barella and Harvey Elliott in the middle, and we've got Anders Borset starting ahead of Andy Robertson at left back. Oh Lord, we could go top if we win the game.
No, you won't.
No, we won't. Goal difference alone stops that. Chris Kavanagh has shown 71 yellow cards and 2 red cards already this season. There's a little bit of shaking hands between the Everton and Liverpool managers on the sidelines as the boys line out for the last Merseyside derby of this podcast.
Man City versus Tottenham, 10 minutes in. Neither people have got a shot. We're being a bit apprehensive, some would say. In the pre-match, it was like a win here would see us win the league.
It would.
No, would it?
Yeah, it could, yeah.
But no, for definite. They've had 3 shots.
Yeah, but if you go to 89 points and I'm stuck on 84 points, well, there's still...
Kevin De Bruyne, out to Walker.
To Tony Mitchell. 83 points.
Slush Puppy runs. Gets it. De Bruyne! Oh! That deserved a goal at the end. Kulilevski is...
I haven't had a single highlight. I don't know what's going on in this game. We've got key highlights turned on and there is absolutely nothing happening. Harvey Elliott is in the midfield and he's a half an hour into the game and he's already looking to come off. That's
I'm sorry, Ken, but I'm farting like a motherfucker here as well. I'm so nervous.
Oh my God,
so
Darwin Nunez is like, what are Everton doing to my team?
It's nil all, Tottenham and Man City.
We've gone 1-0 up though. Stahl the digger. Mo Salah with a corner on 41 minutes. Anders Borset beats Mikalenko at the near post. Heads home. It is 1-0 to Liverpool. And immediately, Everton go on the counter-attack. Mina, Eustachio. Ah, Nelson scores. There's an appeal for offside. Goes to VAR and the goal stands. Eustachio to Kaminski on the left. Back out to Mikalenko. Ball is floated all the way across the box. Who was that? Anders Borset. From hero to villain in the space of 2 minutes. He could not collect that ball. That was shocking play. It's gone back to 1-1.
Finny Foden and Erling Haaland bought on 50 minutes.
Reece Nelson for Everton with that goal, by the way. And everybody is wrecked.
Yeah, all of my boys are wrecked as well.
I thought people were okay, but they're not.
Kevin De Bruyne is going to come off for Jackie Grealish.
I'm going to have to play Moise Caicedo. Oh, I did. I'm going to have to play Moise Caicedo.
Come on, Kyle Walker. Out to Dembele. Dembele crosses. Dembele shoots. Oh, it's a great save. He should have passed it off, though. He went alone. Now we have a corner kick. Philly Foden crossed it in. Oh, it's cleared. They made a few changes. Brought in Eric Dyer. Dembele shoots again. Costa. Oh, that was from a corner. We're piling on the pressure now. We've went a bit more positive. We were sitting at a bit cautious. Camavinga is going to have to come off.
Well, we've made 2 changes. Jota is coming on for Nunes. Caicedo is coming on. Scalvini also looks like he's going to have to go off. Mukoko's doing nothing. It's rare I get to halftime and we've only had 1 shot on target in the entire of the first 45
minutes.
Well,
he is on for Dembele. I know he's a left-sided player, or he's a striker, and he's coming in on the... He'll be coming in on his left, so hopefully he'll be able to fucking shoot on his left. They have the ball. Oh, Ederson saves it. Little Demi Moore is fucking a Paltrow.
We need to score goals, lads.
Come on. Mitchell to Phillips, Rudiger, Walker. Oh, Haaland! Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to have to bring on Jude Bellingham. He's not due back for a week.
He's not Jude back.
We're getting nothing out
of this. Hey, Jude, please don't hurt your legs. Oh, man, come on. Demi Moore once again, because fuck Gwyneth Paltrow. Rodri is absolutely in bits. Rudiger, he's the only one preferred. Everyone, no, he went to a 7 for a brief moment. That was it. Everyone else is fucking shit. Walker, shit. Come on. We always concede at the end. We're coming to 4 minutes of injury time. Maybe come out with this. What's left in your game?
15 minutes.
Oh, you're going to get a goal.
No, there's nothing happening.
either with me. Tottenham have really got into the game. Last fucking play of the game.
Everton have the ball. Shoots just left. 6 minutes left of normal time.
Corner kick. Come on. Oh, Haaland heads over. Last, the full time nil all.
Oh, this is terrible. This is so terrible. 85 minutes. Everton win the corner. Oh. Mo Salah's on the wing, gets dispossessed. Mo Salah's coming off.
I'm sick of hearing you go, yes!
5 minutes left.
Celebration.
I can't even shout at them anymore because I've been shouting at them all day. 90 minutes, 91 minutes. This has been our worst, potentially our worst performance of the season. It's 1-1. That's how it's going to finish. There is nothing happening in this game. It's 1-1.
Is it finish?
That leaves it with 6 points to go. You have the game in hand. I've got one game left to play.
Yeah, but I'm 3 points ahead.
Yeah.
So I just need one more point.
You just need a point.
Why couldn't it just finish there? Why is it fucking... Now I have Man United next.
I expect to see you all in train. Yeah, but if you don't win, right?
Yeah, I still have to get 1 point, I know.
Yeah, but if you lose your next two games, I still have to win against Bournemouth at least 6-0.
No.
Yeah. So let's say I beat Bournemouth.
Yeah.
You lose to United 6-0. And you lose to whoever who have you got after United? Are you gonna win? You're gonna win the league by beating Man United.
Oh, that'd be so great, wouldn't it? That'd be so great.
Oh, look it, go on and win the league. That's such a disappointment. Oh my god.
Man, my run though has just, like, if you look at all
your form has gone off a cliff.
Like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. What am I doing wrong? I think people read too much into the minutiae of one result. Why is minutiae being given?
Minutiae? The small details.
Minutiae. Tell us Ederson's player of the match.
Scalvini reveals Maguire fury. Yeah. Because yous were muck. But like your form as well. It's like I go out and I beat you 5-1 and then I lose to Spurs. And then I go out and I beat somebody else, Sheffield United, thump them, and then I lose to you. And then I go out and I beat whoever I played last week and then we draw this game. Beat you last week.
You last week too.
And then we draw this game. Yeah, but your game didn't count because I was after baiting you comfortably in the first.
Because I went too hard at it.
You weren't able to get the win this
Ride
week.
Or die, Ken.
Oh, lads, Leicester have punched their Europa Conference League ticket. Player of the week, I don't care anymore. Arsenal get to play Man United in the FA Cup final. Should have been me. Should have been me.
You fucking Justin Timberlake twat.
Oh, man, Justin Timberlake. Casemiro sent off for United. Arsenal with a goal in stoppage time in the first half are this year's FA Cup champions. And Werder Bremen have been relegated to Bundesliga 2. Right, we're going back to Germany. So you have a midweek game against Man United then.
Do I?
Sure, they'll be tired. They're after playing the FA Cup.
I'm tired too. They lost the FA Cup final, didn't they?
They lost the FA Cup
Shit
final.
Shit bastards.
Yeah, but now they're out for revenge because they've lost the FA Cup final.
I had an FA Cup win, just letting you know.
I think you were just, it's not that you weren't playing Haaland or Phil Foden or anything. You were just like, oh no, I'll hold up. I can't believe we drew 1-1 with Everton. I knew it was going to happen. There was nothing, absolutely nothing getting out of that game. Such an end of season syndrome thing. Like, I think, I kind of get the feeling we did the same last season. We'd scraped along, but we'd had the good wins earlier in the league. Granted, Man City weren't that much competition last year either.
Weren't what?
Weren't that much in terms of, because I had won the league with a couple of weeks to spare last year, didn't I?
Yeah, no, I've wrecked. I've reached into the doldrums.
Somebody's coming up from the under-18s.
Who?
No, for you. Yeah. Is that was a thing in previous seasons as well? It's like we get to the end of Scotland and you're like, oh, I've got this like 15-year-old wonder kid that's been sitting there in the Hearts team, and he come up and he like score two. It's like.
What? God, that never happened.
It definitely
happened.
You're
misremembering.
Definitely happened. Matarazzo sacked by Werder Bremen. Schmidt sacked by Frankfurt. My old job is up for grabs.
I see that.
Is that
sure.
Schmidt from... It is, Roger Schmidt from Benfica.
Haaland rallies the troops.
Chelsea still
Manchester
after
City's
tonight.
Erling Haaland has called on his teammates to beat Manchester United on Wednesday.
Yeah, Trent tried doing that in the press. It didn't work.
It's Barney Key for Man United.
I know. That's why I bought the cunt.
You might, would Casemiro's red card apply to FA Cup games or all English domestic games?
Domestic.
So he can't play against you.
Yeah, so they'll play Ugarte and Vitina, I would imagine.
You haven't played Man United since the start of the season. 13th of September. Oh, because it kept getting kicked out, didn't it? In the games, the way...
Yeah.
If it's of any help, you did beat Man United the last time you played. And you beat them 1-0. With Erling Haaland scoring on the 48th minute.
Yeah, this fuck, that press conference went on for way too long. Like, I don't, Miles, buddy, sort your shit out. Just get your shit, right, and go to a cabinet and start sorting it. You can sort it in alphabetical order. You can sort it in chronological order.
You know, you do know that one of these days you're going to end up getting a signed photo of Miles Jacobson in the Post with it wearing a t-shirt that goes like, I've got my shit sorted.
Yeah, I've got my shit sorted, Shane. Can you say the same?
Moise Caicedo is in need of a few weeks rest. Yeah.
Why? He's played about 4 matches.
Caicedo's played 47 games in all. 23 starts and 24 off the bench. 4 goals of a return, but he's as
better than fucking Wahee.
A 6.95 average for the season.
Better than fucking Wahee. This is terrible.
Bournemouth are playing that formation that I hate as well.
Expectations for the upcoming match. A draw. Yeah, I'll take that. I don't care.
You don't actually, yeah, because you'll win the league.
Oh, God.
You still have to play the last game as well, though, and then we can...
Yeah, I'll just try out all the young lads, unless I lose.
The Premier League season.
I'm away as well. They're like, oh, rest this person. I can't fucking afford to. Kyle Walker, Cancelo is back, thankfully. Ricky Kiki's there. I'm actually liking Rudiger. He was a good pickup.
Well, now that you're playing him... Who did I have him at? Leicester, wasn't it?
Did you?
Did I bring Rudiger in for Leicester for the... Or did I? I didn't have him in this universe, did I?
I don't know. I don't think so. He went from Chelsea to Madrid.
Oh, it must have been last year then.
I just wanted to hit instant result so badly. I was playing Antonio Silva.
Luis Diaz is still 2 months away from returning.
Oh, come on. Just give me a point. I don't care. Give me an easy win. Give me like an old fucking, you know, 3 goals in the first 20 minutes and then...
That kind of a game.
Go to only comes. Pump fist.
On Wednesday, the 20th of May, 2026, with an 8 o'clock in the evening kickoff.
Are you playing, no?
No.
Are you at the game?
Yeah.
All right.
United have drawn their last game, lost a game, Rudiger, won a game.
We're in
lost
Old Trafford.
Two games.
We could win the league in Old Trafford. Harping back to the time when Arsenal did it with Will Tord, I think, getting a goal.
United line up with.
Jeremy Pino immediately injured. Immediately injured within actually. The first 3 minutes. This is happening way too much. I have to stop.
2:58 on the clock.
Ousmane Dembele is on. That's my whole game plan fucked.
United with Karnaseki, Martinez, Sole, Varane, Dalot, Ugarte, Vitinha.
They're very defensive, aren't they?
Rojas. Jadon Sancho, corner is cleared.
Rudiger to Jackie Grealish.
Oh, this is the United City counterattack all day.
Mitchell crosses it in. Yes! V-5-4-4!
Great vision by Tariq Mitchell to create the goal. Jeremy Pino injured. Phil Foden, 10 minutes gone at Old Trafford. It's City 1, United 0.
Come on, boys.
Rest of the United team looks like Anthony on the right wing, Sancho on the left wing, and Rashford is up top.
Park the bus. Bus be parked.
Karnaseki with a ball straight to Rudiger, and Shane is making changes.
I'm slowing down the tempo.
You are.
Mitchell.
Here's the second
Philly
goal.
Foden!
You were looking for quick goals. That's 2-0.
Oh, I know. This is class.
United are getting torn apart
2-0.
On their right
hand
side. Rojas or Rosas. I don't know who that kid is. Who is that?
He's fucking shit.
Gil Rosas.
Absolutely fucking ripped apart
he
by Tyreek Mitchell.
A...
Oh, and he's gone off injured. I'd say he's pretending to be injured because Mitchell is making
that
an absolute
from
fucking joke of him.
Shakhtar and United bought him for 60 million quid.
They're so bad.
Wow.
Philly Foden and Mitchell are absolutely ripping it up on the left. I'm going to do a bit of a Demi Moore because we seem to have taken a bit of a sting out of the game there. Maybe it's because I told him to slow down.
Possibly.
I haven't really got many shots off since the second one.
So
just
as the table stands, City are 4 points. No, sorry.
No,
City
are
6 points.
City are,
City
the
are 6 points clear.
City are the champions.
Yep.
As things stand.
Oh. Just so listeners are aware.
The only cut that matters.
What's going to happen here is when the full-time whistle goes, you will hear... Shane
Erling Haaland
at his most insufferable in
never
in 3 years of podcasting.
10. I know how to show decorum.
Alright, you may know how to show decorum, but knowing how to show decorum and showing decorum are two very, very different
things.
See,
it's been written in the stars.
It has not been written.
Because I've been coming up against Manchester United as well. Now I understand.
It was never supposed to happen against Liverpool. It was always supposed to happen against your favourite team in the world.
Against the team that fired me.
Yeah.
A year.
Redemption song.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's a redemption.
Rashford has gone off. Who came on for Rashford?
He's gone off.
Oh, Cody Gakpo.
He's passed his sell-by date.
And
you get that?
Roses? Rojas?
Gakpo is on.
He's injured. Cody Gakpo is on up front. But at 3-0 down, it's not going to make much of a difference. United are picking up yellow cards all over the place. Lisandro Martinez was booked. Umar Sole was booked. Both just coming into halftime as well. There's 74,500 people at Old Trafford, and Manchester United with one shot on target in 52 minutes of football.
This looks like a Manchester United team that was managed by me.
Kind of does.
Well, like all the rats are still there.
Ugarte and Vitina are still there. Karnasecki is still there.
I brought in Vitina though.
You did? Yeah.
Or did I bring in Ugarte?
I thought you brought in both.
No.
I bring Ugarte in from Sporting after your Sporting dalliance. Kola Muani has come on. He's playing out in the left wing.
I'm making a few little subs.
Instead of Jadon Sancho.
Bring on fucking Beljo for the crack boys. I'm bringing on Wahi and Calvin Fili.
Wahi! Oh, Beljo's not on the bench. Christian Eriksen still with a chance to come on. Scott McTominay, Sean Williams, Lewis Jackson.
I'm sorry, Scott McTominay. Ooh, I am for real.
Vitinha is off. Christian Eriksen is on. That's about the extent of what United have to offer with 20 minutes left to play. Rojas with the ball across. Laporte clears it. Did he pick up a yellow card? He did in the first half. Still City 3, United 0. How's it feel to win the title at Old Trafford, Shane?
It's not over,
bud. It's a penalty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not over.
A penalty for you.
It's not. It's him.
Oh, they do. Christian Eriksen sticks it.
3-1.
Comeback is on.
So they need to score 3 goals for me not to win the league.
Yeah.
This is such a fucking thing that will only happen to me. Because I brought Calvin Shitty Phillips on or something. Dembele! Yes!
With the breakaway.
Dembele! Calvin Shitty Phillips sets him up.
Instant reply. Phillips with the assist.
Oh, this game's kicking off now.
Instant reply. No, the boys are United are dead. Look at them. Oh, Christian Eriksen with a second.
That's what I'm saying.
There's still 15 minutes to go. Now you're time wasting. Now you're worried.
Well, not.
Sweating buckets.
I'm just making me fucking shubs, boy.
And hear your stomach rumbling from over here.
My stomach is upset, to be fair. They need to score another 3.
Oh my God, it's gone 4-3.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not. It's just because you're stuck in a substitution screen. The game's going so slowly. Cody Gakpo with a lovely ball over the top to João Cancelo. It's clear. Look at the City formation. Everybody has just dropped all the way back.
Yeah, it's gone a bit deeper.
It has gone way deeper. The boys are defending as if their lives and the league title depended on it.
Yeah, it does.
Slush Puppy left midfield, Dembele right midfield, Grealish in the middle, Phillips and Camavinga dropping deep.
4 minutes at a time. They can score 3 goals in 4 minutes.
Rudiger and Kyle Walker are the boys that are on the pitch as Man City will lift the league title at Old Trafford.
Here we go. Last kick.
Good job. Good job.
Do you want to take a screenshot of this?
No, you need to take a screenshot.
I'll take a screenshot of this.
I have my Liverpool screenshots from when I won the season last year.
We are the champions. I know that's the wrong song. But
it's definitely the wrong song. But I'll allow it. I'll allow it for this time.
What a beautiful moment. Is this my first ever league? No, Galatasaray.
Galatasaray. It's your first league title since Galatasaray.
Yeah.
South Africa was in there. But for South Africa was a league based on beer tokens and...
You fucking put some respect on that.
Fans just vote for who they want to win the title.
So we're doing a lap of honour in Old Trafford.
City 4, United 2, the final score as somebody... Is that Dembele doing cartwheels?
Yeah, Erling Haaland just won't give the
trophy away
to anybody else. Champions, time to celebrate. Wow.
Done. 5 points clear. 36... Oh no, 37 games played. Sure, you have. That's Maggie. 6 points clear. Sorry, not 5 points clear. So 90 points, 37 games played. Liverpool in second on 84. We have one final game to play, which is.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter.
Instant result.
To be fair, and see how it goes from there.
Hey Ken, I just sent you a photo of me lifting the Premier League trophy.
Oh, thanks. Is it any better than the one where I beat you in the League Cup final and then beat you in the other one and then won the Premier League last season? No.
Conte, troubled by rival defeat. I hate losing. I really hate losing to our rivals. This isn't acceptable. Shut your fucking Italian mouth. I just spoke with John Stones. He's happy that we won the Premier Division. No bothers. I told him to stick with me and I'd bring it. The border delighted. Pingo Gringo is out for 5 weeks. Don't give a fuck. Man City rise up title winner rankings. Another Premier Division win for Man City. Yep. Manager pleases the board in Premier Division win. Look, Ed. Liverpool have won the last three titles, and yeah. I usurped ye.
Well done.
It took me to come in to write
you'll
the
get
shit.
No, you'll get no more love from me.
No, like to be fair, like you came in to a side that were Premier League champions. I came into a side in disarray.
You did, yeah.
And we were like, we were both destined to be together. Because look, I'm not going to lie, I was in a bit disarray after my Manchester United. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true. That's true.
And it just goes to show.
If you put your head down.
If you put your head down, you work hard, and you believe in your dreams.
And you have an abundance of players and an infinite supply of.
And Saudi Arabia want most of your players, and you're willing to get rid of those players. Unlike at Manchester United, when I wanted to get rid of players and no one wanted to buy them.
That's true.
And then everyone got ticked off at me.
I think there should be more weight put on my Liverpool Premier League title win when I decided to strip the squad of everybody that was under. Or
bullshit, League winners.
Over the age of 30.
Premier League winners.
Got rid of them all and then went and won the league again. Because that's how good we were.
You were Premier League winners. Like, you can't say that.
No, like what cost us this season was the small result.
Oh, well, oh, maybe some of those players that you sold you could have used.
Oh, maybe.
Oh!
To be fair, maybe I could. Yeah, that's true.
Oh!
But it's City. But it's City who win the.
Show some respect and kiss my ring finger.
That will never
kiss my ring. This is the
ever happen, ever happen.
Ken.
Only now they're saying I should send Scalvini on a 21-week intensive English course. How long have I got him in the squad and he can't speak a word of English?
I'm going up against Southampton. Bailey claims player of the season.
Who
is it? Leon Bailey or Eric Bailly?
What?
I just said Bailey, so it could be Leon Bailey or Eric Bailly.
Premier League player of the season?
I don't fucking know. It just
Hold
came
on,
up.
Were you trying to buy Leon Bailey?
No.
At any stage?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm going to sell everyone. Yeah, Ken Salo, you can get fucked. All of them, go on. Ken, I think we should stay. Oh, no, I should stay with Man City. I think you need to go.
I'm going to go to Mexico.
Go to Mexico.
Gone.
I might join you in the ear. Are we going to Mexico?
I'd love to go to Mexico. I'd love to go somewhere that we don't know.
So last game.
12 players call up for the World Cup. Oh my God, there's a World Cup. Do you want to go and do the World Cup?
Do you want to do the World Cup?
I don't know. We haven't done a World Cup since FM21.
I fucking hate it.
Yeah, because you lost. I made it to a World Cup final and then I lost.
Yeah, I don't mind losing, Ken.
What?
I don't mind losing. It's just when it doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, why can you be whipping teams and then all of a sudden shit fart? Like, is it training? I need to figure it out.
Giorgio Scalvini is suspended for the last game of the season. Oh, well, Moukoko is not going to start. Conor Bradley might get a little bit of a run out. Should probably put Rooney back. I should probably play all the boys that I haven't played at all.
Yeah.
Arda Guler, Endrick. Sorry, Benjamin Sesko, you got to miss the last game of the season. Nunes was terrible last week. Levine Kelleher gets a game to see out the season.
There's
one last game in the league to go. Come on.
I'm fucking doing stuff. I'm bringing on the young lads. The young lads need to get a run out as well, Ken. They need to experience what it's like being a champion. Champion.
These are all the young lads that won't get league winners medals because you've ignored them all season.
I haven't ignored anybody all season. They've actually, you're not wrong in the fact they won't get league medals, but still, you know, I brought them through.
There was that thing that I had done previously. I need to see, did I subconsciously do it this season where over the course of a campaign, I try to make sure that at least everybody has, you know, enough appearances to qualify from the starting.
Everybody?
Team.
Everybody? Everybody, yeah.
The Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, to be fair, Van der Voort only has one appearance so far in the Premier League.
You played him in the Champions League game, wasn't it?
Yeah, I used to play him in Champions. I used to do what Barca would do.
Who was Barcelona's Champions League goalkeeper?
They had Ter Stegen and they had Klaassen. No, I can't remember. Antonio Silva, I'm going to bring you on. I'm starting with he up top. Cole Palmer, sure, give you an old little runabout instead of Kevin De Bruyne's. So Matt O'Reilly's in there. Alcazar. Yeah, let's give the young lads a little run out, huh?
Ter Stegen is still at Barcelona, isn't he?
Yeah. But there was two keepers. Kasper Klils, I don't know.
Last game of the season, Bob.
Last game of the season. Just the elation. Getting to do it in front of the Etihad. It's always been a dream. There's the Gallagher brothers over there. Who's the other famous Man City fans?
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting the Guard of Honour, Ken. Ken, look. Guard of Honour. Oh, that's lovely.
Well done, boys. It's not from me though. Jesus, the mortification of having to play you the last game of the season, having won the league against Manchester United,
and having to me a guard of honor.
Clap you onto the pitch.
I'd say Mick Hucknall from Simply Red is absolutely...
Oh, they have that Kilkenny fella that scored against you.
Gavin Kilkenny.
Yeah. Andy Robertson with an early attempt on goal. A minute and a half gone at Anfield. It's nice to be home for the last game of the season.
Yeah. I'm sure your fans
Harvey Elliott is
that.
In the middle of the park. Did I start Harvey Elliott? Barella, Birmingham, Elliott. Oh, and Harvey Elliott scores. Wisdom Ame, the architect. 2 minutes on the clock.
There's Ricky Hatton up in the stands.
Very nice.
All right, Ricky.
Jude Bellingham is back. Wisdom Ame with an unreal volley. About 30 yards. Sticks it onto Harvey Elliott's head inside the 6-yard box. A little dink. Back post header. 3 minutes gone. It's Liverpool 1, Bournemouth 0. Why couldn't we play against like that against Arsenal? Or against
I'm not even looking at the game. I'm over chatting with Jason Manford.
Sorry. you Googling like celebrity Manchester City fans.
No.
We've got a penalty at Anfield. Mo Salah sticks it. It's 6 minutes gone. Liverpool 2, Bournemouth 0.
Former 007 over there. Timothy Dalton. How are you, Tim? Johnny Marr from the Smiths. Are you keeping well?
He signed a Gary Sinclair over there, no?
It's nil all, 23 minutes. I haven't looked at a bean at a match. It's 1-0 to Southampton.
Good man, Southampton.
Neil Mompé.
Oh, is this a good game for Southampton?
No.
Are they relegated? Everton,
yeah, they're relegated anyway. Yeah.
Everton have slipped into relegation. Or do Southampton still have a game in hand? It says they've only played 37, including today.
Oh, shit. Oh, maybe I fucked up the league.
Gonzalo Ramos has made it 3-0. 18 minutes gone. Wisdom Ame has started instead of Trent Alexander-Arnold. This will be his second assist. He makes about 60 yards of a run all the way to the corner flag, flicks it into the box. Ramos beats 3, gets his foot on it at the near post, turns, shoots, scores. 20 minutes gone. Liverpool 3, Bournemouth 0. We're going out on a high, at least.
Gavin Bazuna there crying in goal because he could have been a champion if he hadn't...
Yeah, it has Fulham relegated on 23 points. Everton with, or not Everton, sorry. Who are you playing? Southampton?
Oh, Rodri, what a goal. 1-1.
37 games played, and it now says they're on 30 points.
Who? Southampton?
Southampton.
They have 28 points now.
Weird.
Because I've scored against them.
Yeah, it's just jumped to 30. Oh, maybe 30 was the... 30 was the win. Okay. Oh, sorry, because my game is behind your game. That's what's going on.
Ah, yes, wahee! Finally! Wahee! 2-1. Ah, it's just a glorious fucking moment for everybody here. Just looking around. These are moments you never forget. These are moments you never forget.
It's good to be humble.
Look who it is. Michael O'Leary of Ryan Air fame, the CEO, the Jose Mourinho of aviation.
He's a closet Manchester City fan.
No, he's out in the open today, bye.
Okay, very good.
He's
very
out.
Good.
How are you, Michael? Go on, the Irish. Hey, you know yourself.
Ramos to come off. He's having a great game, but
you're going to fly us all to Barbados for free.
Oh.
I don't think we can. We have Etihad there.
No, I don't think they fly that.
We're off to Dubai. Marco Pierre White.
Southampton are making one, or not Southampton, Bournemouth are making one change. We're making two. So we've brought on Arda Güler instead of, in place of Mo Salah. So he'll get to play out the remainder of the season. And Endrick replaces Ramos up top. He goes close, actually, after the restart. 51 minutes on the clock. Wisdom Ame again. Arda Güler whips in a corner. Wisdom Ame heads it back out. And Arda Güler is offside. It ain't going to count. We're going to do something mad. We're going to put Trent Alexander-Arnold
up
in midfield.
That's not that mad.
It's mad because I've only played him as a right back all season long.
Yeah, he kind of plays there anyway sometimes.
I know.
He jumps in. Jumps in. Alcázar, sorry, bud. You're coming off.
Hey, do you know if we go to Mexico... Right.
Yeah.
Do we clear the history?
I don't know.
And go.
What, you want to get rid of my accomplishments already?
No, it's not that at all.
You want to use that wonder kid?
Oh shit! It's gone 3-1.
To who?
It's been ruled offside. It's still 3-0.
That's 2-2 in my game. I didn't even notice. I went only comms.
67 minutes gone on the clock. 68.
I brought on Haaland.
But is that thing is like, do you want to make use of like what Football Manager 2024 has and all of the data? So there was the final data update was released this past week.
The final data update, nerds.
So there has been
3-2.
Oh, and then there was the other one that we were suggested as well. Where we go back in time altogether.
And we don't go
to Mexico.
I would like to go back.
And instead we go back to 1997, 1998.
Where football was fun.
What a Premier League season that was. Oh my
word. Not 97, 98. It was 07 and 08.
Sorry, 07, 08.
Yeah, I still have Ronaldo. Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing something fucking mad. Reach into a box of gimmicks.
Barcelona that far back.
Bastards. Oh man. ending the league on a high, 3-2 win, 6-point championes.
Ending the league with...
player of the match, Erling Haaland, and he only came on. Wow.
He's played 2 minutes of the game. He was that good that Arda Güler just passed the ball straight to the goalkeeper because nobody bothered to challenge the goalkeeper. That is such a mad move. Endrick from 30 yards out hits it with hope. This game is probably going to run out 3-0, 83, 84, 85 minutes.
Blue.
Come on, lads. And that's where the season's going to finish. Man United have just been beaten 1-0 by Aston Villa. Thuram with the goal. He would have been a good... Oh, Endrick shaves it over the crossbar. Unlucky. Leeds beat Chelsea on the last day of the season. Calvin Ramsey with a goal for Leeds. It finishes 3-0 to Liverpool. Elliot, Mo Salah with the penalty. Gonzalo Ramos, we were all done and dusted inside 20 minutes. You click continue, we can save this off, and that brings the Premier League journey to an end.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
Yeah, I said it to you earlier on.
Did you?
I'll say it again.
I was caught up in the euphoria.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And there you go. That's the...
What are you going to do? Champions League next week?
Start off with the Champions League side of things next week, which means we can either start the episode on a high or start the episode on a chronic low and go from there. But that's where we're going to park it for this week. That's the Premier League journey done and dusted. Our time in England is at an end. This is episode 167 in the bag. That leaves you had your FA Cup win.
Yeah.
By virtue of taking over Man City in the FA Cup final.
Why are you putting an asterisk beside it?
Because I just did. You get the Premier League win. Liverpool finish with a Premier League title, League Cup title.
Yeah.
The Charity Shield, because it's so important. And we've got a Champions League final to look forward to.
Well, no,
we both get some silverware out of the season. Not the worst thing in the world.
Well, you're not guaranteed to get another piece of silver. You got the Caribbean Cup.
Yeah, that's true enough.
No, sorry, the Carabao Cup. Only yeah. I may call it the Caribbean Cup.
Yeah.
Available jobs, Frankfurt, Middlesbrough, St. Truden.
St. Truden?
Man.
And that's it, Shane. England is done and dusted.
Well, no. Come on, would you like to see us stay with Man City and Liverpool?
If we take a week off and play the season in a week.
There's so much.
It's taken us about 4 months. It might even be longer. It's like 2-3 games a week to get through this league.
I have so many players coming in though.
It's been a slog, but the season is done and dusted. And for this week, podcast is done and dusted. That's our lot. You can get in touch on Twitter/X. It's at FMF Show. You can email podcast@fmfshow.com or you can find the archive.
Same congratulations my way.
Online at podcast.
Bow
sorry,
to
at
your
just fmfshow.com.
Bow to your king. Kiss the ring.
We'll talk to you next week. Good luck. Oh, I forgot to hit save.
The Football Manager Football Show, brought to you by Scoreline.ie.